Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. In the digital age of architecture, conceptual design is still often best created by hand. It's a view New Orleans architect and author Errol Barron discusses in an upcoming lecture benefiting the Cooley House Foundation. To share on his background and his upcoming visit to Monroe, Barron joins me by phone. Errol, good to speak with you and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Errol, where did your interest in design begin?
Well, you know, I was born in central Louisiana in Alexandria, and my father was an architect, so I was encouraged to be interested in that kind of thing, and I always liked drawing and painting as a kid, and worked in his office in the summertime, so it was part of my experience as a young person.
Tell us about some of your college experience as far as going into architecture.
I went to Tulane. I don't know, but maybe like a lot of people, I hated high school, and when I got to college and was in the architecture school, I thought, oh my goodness, is this a school? Why didn't I get into this much earlier? I loved college. I had a wonderful time in architecture school and spent 4 years at Tulane, and I spent a year in London at the Architectural Association, which was an eye-opening experience for a boy from a small town. And then I came back and worked for my father for a couple of years and then went to graduate school at Yale and stayed in New York for stayed on the East Coast in New York for 7 years working for an architect by the name of Paul Rudolph, a very fine architect.
Your firm, as you have gone on professionally, has received numerous awards and design credits, including the Ogden Museum of Southern Art in New Orleans. Share about bringing that idea from conception to creation.
The idea for this museum grew out of a personal collection of paintings and drawings and sculptures that owned by Roger Ogden, a developer here in New Orleans, and approached us with the idea of designing a building for his collection. The funding of the museum was complex because it was a joint venture between the state of Louisiana and private contributors. We finally began the design work, and there were quite a few stops and starts. But to make a long story short, we finally got it underway, and the building was completed in 2004, I believe. And because it's really, in some ways, the first museum of its kind that specializes in a regional art of the South, which basically means from Kentucky to the Gulf and from the East Coast to Texas.
Well, you'll be here in Monroe on behalf of the Cooley House Foundation coming up this Friday. Errol, when you look at architecture design, what appeals to you about the work of Walter Burley Griffin?
For me, probably there's just an inherent iconoclasm to it, which really appeals to me. I mean, he was a person who was, you know, like his mentor Wright and other people of his generation, they were trying to forge a path away from the ordinary building of the time, with good architecture or bad. I mean, the Victorian architecture was being examined deeply by architects who were part of the modern world, and Griffin was one of those people. And so I think there's a kind of, for me, a kind of resistance to the status quo, which is really an appealing aspect of his work. And also, he was a very talented person, so the proportions are very beautiful. The detailing, the spatial conception and all is something quite good. And it's also a link to Frank Lloyd Wright, whose reputation being somewhat of a strange character, was an extremely talented man. And when you go through his buildings, very often just sort of shocked at how good they are today. And the same with Walter Burley Griffin. And of course, I have to say, I'm really more of a fan of his wife than I am of him. I have admired her drawing since I was in school and was, you know, found out later, you know, when I was just in school or shortly thereafter, that really all of these great drawings of Frank Lloyd Wright, which were published in Germany and which really made his career, really weren't by him. They were by her. And she didn't get the credit. And it was a typical thing of Wright and of many architects of that generation, credit others.
Take a moment to share about your lecture coming up Friday, some commentary from hand drawing as well as the digital age that you'll be talking about.
Well, it's a topic that's very, very interesting because I love drawing by hand, and of course I'm also very keen on the computer because, you know, in my office we've been completely computerized 20 years, but because I teach in the architecture at Tulane, it's a very, very troubling aspect of architectural education that young students try to use the computer to do everything, things that it's really not very good at doing, such as doing initial design, conceptual thinking, visual thinking, and the computer is very, very difficult to do that kind of work on the computer. And it's also, I think to abandon the skill of drawing is a tremendous problem, not only in the design, the problems of design, but in the just exposing oneself to the facts, physical facts of the real world, of the physical world, that is made accessible and quite intense in a way by the activity of drawing. To lose this is really a very, very real problem, I think, in architectural design today.
Errol, is that the focus of your latest book, Architecture of Drawing, which is...
Architecture of Drawing. Well, the Architecture of Drawing is not really a book yet. It's in process, but that is definitely the focus of it. It's here's a little quote from the book. I just happened to have opened it about drawing. The ability to draw is critical. It's not always a necessity, but nearly always the act of visualizing a thought or an idea must first be made tangible. And the computer usually is a cumbersome instrument for this exercise. So I'm pushing the idea that these are not separate and distinct activities, deeply collaborative skills, and that good architects have to be able to do both, I think. I mean, it's not always the case, but it's nearly always the case, I think.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to the lecture that's coming up Friday night.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there.
It's going to be taking place at the Vantage Health Plan Central Bank Building in downtown Monroe. New Orleans architect and author Errol Barron, our guest on Landyup. Errol, thank you for your time.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Nice talking to you, and I look forward to seeing everyone on Friday.
You can hear this and other Landyup podcasts by visiting the listening room on our website, kedm.org.